Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. Two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing their way through parenthood. We are so excited to have Kendra Skinner on the podcast today. Her and her husband own a creative agency in town, and they do photography, graphic design, among about a million other things. They have an adorable puppy named Daisy and a beautiful studio located on one of our most historic streets. It's called C Street. And it's beautiful. She represents one of the two coolest creative entrepreneur power couples ever.
Wait, who's the other one?
Justin, her husband.
No, but who's the other power couple?
Us.
Oh, I see.
One of the two. They own the building, so they run like a cool Airbnb above it.
They do everything
they
right.
They literally do everything, and they do it better than you, so stay tuned. She's also an artist and has an online shop called Lilac Papery, where she sells prints and cards of her hand-painted watercolors. So we're also friends with Kendra in real life. She is like a sweet and precious person that I love, and we're so excited to have you on the podcast.
No flaws. Thanks, guys. That's incorrect.
We're going to get to the meat of your flaws, so name them. We're so excited. I feel like creative entrepreneurs, you don't work from home, but you are your own boss. Mm-hmm. And since you own the building that you could live in, you kind of work from home.
Does that count?
You could sleep in the back.
Second home.
She has a vacation home that she works at. Yeah, we're so excited to hear about...
Teach us how to be you.
Everything. How do we be Kendra?
You guys are funny.
We're going to learn about your self-employment story and just kind of where you've come in life and what you've learned. But first, we have to thank our sponsor.
Yes.
Tonight's episode is sponsored by
Snail Mail.
We were excited because some people don't think that it's around anymore.
Yes. I'm kind of curious when they first wanted to have us as sponsors because we got it by mail.
Right. They wrote us and I threw it away because I thought it was junk mail.
Exactly.
Throw it all away.
And then eventually they kept writing.
They sealed it with a kiss. And then I was like, I guess I'll open this. I get a lot of those, so.
Right. And, what do you know about snail mail, Kendra? You like it?
I love snail mail, guys. Oh. It's my favorite. Especially sending little packages in the mail to people.
Yes. Do you?
To make them happy.
Of course, if they order
my prints, I do, yes. So you, too, could have.
A Kendra Skinner original snail mail package. I think, though, that... I was going to say mailed it, but I decided I could call it mailed it.
Or snailed it.
You snailed it, man. So we're going to think of some tags for snail mail.
Well, I want to point out, this just weirdly worked out, but Kendra's online shop, Lilac Papery, you sell cards.
They totally sell prints of adorable cards.
That you could send in the mail.
For all occasions that you could snail mail.
You could totally snail mail.
Snail mail was probably like, Kendra's bringing us back.
Snail mail. Mr. Snail mail.
Mr. Snail mail.
Okay, so we need some taglines for Snail Mail Incorporated.
Okay. Do you have anything? Do you want me to go first?
Snail mail.
Snail mail.
I could text you, thank you, and you would get it immediately, but I would really thank you if I have to go into town to find a stamp.
It would make me feel more thanked.
And then you'll feel very, very thanked. Snail mail.
Snail mail. I spent more than 15 seconds on you. Snail mail.
That was good.
That was
good.
I feel like I wrapped yours up into a little snail mail.
Text messaged my snail mail. Snail mail. I really care about you.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Thanks.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you, snail mail.
Okay,
that was good.
So let's get into this because I'm so excited.
Yes. Okay, so small business owner, tell us like a nutshelled version of how you got into owning your own business, you and Justin. And yourself, because you have multiple faceted business.
You're a multipreneur.
Guys,
thank you. That's so nice. Well, I feel like our story, like any, is is pretty wild how it all began. But so Justin, well, I guess backtrack to college. I went to College of the Ozarks with a studio art degree. Mm. Justin went to Drury and got a graphic design degree. He's one of those weird, like, athlete slash artist that doesn't really exist.
That one. He is that one guy. Who also has, like, the atypical brain.
Yeah.
Good at, like, accounting.
Which is business. Good for me. Really good. But anyway, so out of college, we kind of, like, most people had, like, odd jobs. And I had a plethora of jobs that were just horrible and I hated. And I, like, it's just funny now and looking back. But,
Will you name just one?
Okay, yeah, I need to tell you one. So, in college, I worked in coffee shops, which I loved because I loved talking to people, and uh-huh. I just liked that atmosphere and whatever. So, after college, I did not know where I'd work because I had a studio art degree, and mm-hmm. everyone's like, what do you want to do? I don't know. So, anyway.
Studio art?
Studio art, and then they kind of laugh under their breath, like, good luck with that, you know? So, I actually ended up working at a coffee shop, like, right out of college after we were first married, and then they shut down, and I was so sad because I loved it. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. Anyways, so then I went on this, like, whole thing of, like, trying to find this job that would, like, help Justin because he was finishing school and, well, anything. Anyway, so I drove around Springfield in this, like, state of just depression and, like, what am I going to do? Guys, this is a horrible idea. Don't do this. Like, okay. Don't drive around looking for now hiring signs.
Oh!
Okay?
Okay.
So, I guess I'll tell the worst one was that it was at it's a great place, but they were just not the most honest, I guess, with my job title.
Okay.
It was an assisted living, like, adult care place for all ages. Of, like, anyways.
Okay.
Long story short, I ended up, like, wiping butts.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Adult butts.
And then I went home, and I was like, Justin, they didn't tell me I'd be doing this. And he's like, you smell like poop. And then, and then I called them. And then,
thanks, baby.
I was like, I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore. And then I found a way better job. But moral of the story,
wipe butts.
Don't do that.
Don't wipe people's butts unless that's your passion.
Did you actually get to the point where you were wiping?
Yep, I did.
I feel like I would have been like, I'm so sorry.
Yep.
I'm out.
No.
I'm just here for the art position.
So that happened.
Ooh, girl.
But I tell that story because I think it's important to have those, you know, jobs that you're like, ooh, I'm so thankful that I'm not doing that anymore.
That I'm not wiping the door.
That was the bottom tier for
jobs.
That was
the bottom example.
Bottom level.
I could not have expected a better, like, what's the worst one? And I was thinking she'd be like, one coffee shop was really crowded.
No.
Really crowded. I mean, so much in temps.
Oh, man. So that's funny.
That's so good.
That's a funny memory.
I'm glad you can laugh about it.
So then how did you go from wiping adult
butts? Okay, anyways, I got stuck on that.
Okay.
Okay, so I had some random jobs here and there. So then Justin started working at this company in Arkansas, and he worked there for about a year and a half. And then, another long story short, he actually ended up getting fired. So,
which Justin is the male version of Kendra, if you can imagine.
Justin's
anyone
like
Kendra,
like the hardest working man I know. I'm a little biased, but anyways, like, just works hard, like, wants to do the best at his job. And there were just a lot of things going on at this place that weren't great. And anyways, it wasn't just him. There were, like, a bunch of other people let go. And it was just a whirlwind. It was crazy. It was hard. It was, like, you know, I was like, what? Like, people are going to think, you know, these things about my husband because fired is, like, such a horrible, you know.
I know. Even,
anyways,
like, if people can be like, can I spin it and say laid off?
Yeah. I'm like, hey, yeah. But the truth is he got fired. And so I remember the morning, like, he got that call because he worked from home part-time for that company. So he was at home that morning, and he got the call, and he, like, walked in the living room because we were both working from home at that point, and he was like, well, I just got fired. And I was like, what? Like, it was just out of nowhere. And so I, like, if it were me that just got fired, I'd be, like, laying on the couch crying my eyes out, like,
right.
I'm a failure, like, they fired me, what are we gonna do now? And Justin was just like, are you okay? Do you need, you know, some time, whatever? He's like, no, we're getting in the car. and we're going to drive around and we're going to find a place. We're going to find a studio. And I was like, what? What are we doing?
I love it.
Anyway, so, and we had been talking, that was our goal eventually, but it was just way, way faster than we thought. So.
He was motivated.
So cool.
Yeah.
And so then did you find the place you eventually?
So, yeah, we, that same day, actually, I remember we drove around downtown and then we drove on Commercial Street, which, even just 4 years ago, it was kind of a lot rougher than it is now.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, I remember seeing the sign and, the front windows were all, plexiglass scratched up. Just, it looked horrible in there. But we, I was like, Justin, wait, pull the car over. And we peeked in.
I feel like if we painted everything white.
Yes. And it was just, it was such a cool space. I mean, it was, there were, crazy colors and, it was kind of run down. But, a really cool, old historic brick wall building. So, we called on it and the guy was like, I guess it had been sitting there for a few months or several, 6 months or something. And so anyways, we got it. We started painting walls and moved. I think we moved our business in a month after that. So wow. It was just a whirlwind.
So you went from both working from home, but for other jobs.
Yeah, I
to
guess.
Let's rent an office space today because I got fired. Instead of moping, you were like, let's rent an office space and start a business.
Yeah. Very it was cool. Crazy.
Is it the same office space you're in now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Eventually, dum-bum-bum. Rent control?
Did you keep it?
They bought it.
Wait, what do you mean, where?
Wait, control? You bought the building?
They own the building there.
Yeah, last year we bought it.
Fast forward, that's how they have the Airbnb and rent out a cologne apartment.
Sounds cool.
Loft space.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I feel like I skipped all over, but that's how we are now.
That was us.
I don't know.
Okay, so you started... are you doing what you were doing before, kind of?
I worked at Big Fish Screen Printing, actually, in town. A good family friend owns that, and Vicky, you're amazing. She's, our business mentor.
Vicky!
Big Fish Screen Printing. But anyway, so I worked for her, and it was great. But on the side of that, and on the side of Justin's job, we started doing stock photography, which I didn't even know what that was. But Justin, being a graphic designer, he used it all the time, and he thought, why don't we just start submitting our own photos? So we did, and we submitted to, 7 different stock photo sites, which was exhausting and a lot. But we started to see the benefit of that, and so we kept doing that. And then we kind of planned out, once the income from that met what I was making at Big Fish, I would quit and start doing that full time. So I started doing that. So that's what I was doing when he lost his job, and then... it had kind of helped a little bit along the way to have that income, so that helped us get our space and start that.
That's
kind of
really
have a little cush to start it with, so, yeah.
And so then eventually you got to where you were both doing that full time, and that's what you're doing now. And so you guys kind of have your hands in a lot of different cool things. So you eventually bought the building.
Yes.
So now you have, a rental loft, and then you have one that you're doing Airbnb, and that... then that kind of offsets your actual space. So then you get to a point where you're almost probably at a, you don't have to get into specifics, but you're almost at a break even at some point with your office space. And then you guys are doing stuff that you're doing consistently. And then plus you're just an agency that takes on clients for web and print and photography.
That is true.
And then you, I'm running through the list.
I'm
so many. You came out with a sticker pack. It's before I even knew what stickers were, and people was emotional plant stickers.
They're so cute.
That you've been selling. They're very cute.
Thanks,
if you have links to them,
if you like
them.
Plants,
if you like plants,
I will.
You like emojis.
You'll love emoji plants.
It's a plant emoji.
Emotional plants.
Or emotional plants. It's so cute. But stickers, if you don't know, you can kind of text them to each other or add them to photos, and they're really cute. There's been a bunch of commercials now that I'm using stickers, and I'm like, they're here. Kendra was before trend.
I will say Justin was before
Justin
trend.
Justin was before trend.
Good job, Justin.
You guys are a good team. But that's an inspiring story of if you're smart and you guys in some ways did things really quick, but then you also took your time and you worked on something to replace your income gradually before you quit. So that's really cool. And then also you just launched Lilac Papery, which is beautiful watercolor artwork that you have plants and you have different statements or sayings, and you have some that are scriptures and some that are cards,
and you yeah, sell them like, online.
Your hand lettering is unbelievable.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
So good.
That's very kind. Humble person, but she's
thanks,
killer.
Guys.
You gotta look at him. It's you a got, visual well, treat.
Okay, so what have, this is a big one.
Yes.
All of that has happened over the last how many years?
Four and a half. Yeah.
Okay, what is one of the hardest lessons you've learned?
Mm-hmm.
And what is, like, one good tip of information? I remember talking to you guys right before you did it.
Uh-huh.
But, like, what would you tell 4.5 years ago, Kendra?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, mm-hmm. everyone needs to know that when we first thought, can we do this? Can we start our business? We called Jonathan Shaylee Murphy.
Aww,
and
sweet.
Because, you know, so many people are like, what? You're going to do like a husband and wife work thing? Like, is that a really good idea? And I was nervous about it because I didn't know, if everyone's saying it's not a good idea, is it not a good idea?
Yeah.
And obviously we wanted to protect our marriage first, and but we knew like we thought we'd love working together. So anyways, we met with them. And Shaylee gave us a lot of good advice.
There was a lot of talking involved.
No, it was so good, though. Just
mostly Shaylee.
Because you guys had already been doing it for, like, 2 years before that.
Yeah, or? I think full time on our own for, like, yeah.
Or more.
Maybe, like, 2010 or 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 or 7
So, anyways,
years
it just gave total. Us some really good confidence in knowing, like, it can work. And here are some things that can make it work. And I still remember you telling us, like, one big thing is for you both to have very separate, like, tasks, you know, like, this is what you do, this is what you do, and you own those, and, like, this is your job, because it can get confusing, but I think just overall, it would be that things can be, I guess things can seem really daunting and difficult, but those are the things that, like, God propels you forward to the next thing that you wouldn't have done before. You know,
like the hard, scary things.
Yeah, the scary things. Like, we had been talking for years, like, let's do this business. I think it could work. And then it took Justin getting fired, you know, to be like,
no, we're gonna know.
This is happening. Like, either you do that or you just go get another random job wiping butts or whatever.
Yeah. Wiping butts. But totally, like, that shows, like, you could have done that at any point in Justin's year and a half job there.
Yeah.
You could have done it at any point.
Yeah.
But it took the little push.
Yeah, and I feel like that has just happened kind of consistently throughout. Looking back, it's like there's been all these things that, like, no, we can't do that. Like, that would never happen. And then it happens, and it's like it's not any of our doing, you know? But
yeah.
Like one scenario, I remember the first year we were like, how are we going to get clients? Like, where are they going to come from? And it's really scary. And we, like, threw ourselves into these networking groups, which, for me, like, I'm a little reserved, so it was, like, the most terrifying thing ever.
But also knowing you and Justin, and this is something that Katie and I have both kind of always said, but if you treat people well and do good work, you're going to get clients, and it might take a while for, like, the sales funnel or for, like, people to, like, hear through the grapevine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, putting yourself out there and reaching out to people, going to, like, the dorky networking things that are stressful, like, so you should get some good clients out of that, and good connections, and
you never know,
good friendships and whatnot.
Yeah, totally.
Good.
I think I disagree with you about networking functions.
Why?
Is it the blood life of my body? I'm like, yes!
Right.
Strangers!
She lives for them. She's like a room full of strangers that I get 30 seconds to talk.
Allow me.
Please, I wish I had thank more you. Of that.
I don't know.
The world needs all of us.
The world needs
okay. TM. T-shirt. TM means t-shirt marketable. No, Katie cut a spill
on that.
I'm bailing. Okay, so you're doing this awesome, cool business.
Mm-hmm.
And when were you like, I'm going to start something totally separate that only I, Kendra, do, called Love Act Papery?
I think that...
Is it papiery?
Papery?
Papery.
Papery.
Oh, good. I was like, oh, no.
Papiery.
I'm looking at the word going, papery.
Papery. There's a chance it could be spelled wrong. I'm going to throw that.
Oh, one. Okay. maybe not, though.
Okay.
I would say... Well, okay, so we had an employee, which was also Justin's cousin, for about 2 years, year and a half. And he actually ended up getting a job and moved. And after that, it was, Jess and I both were kind of like, what do we want our business to be? Because now it's just us again. It could kind of be whatever we want. You know, it just felt kind of like it could go in a different direction if we wanted it to. And so I think we've both just kind of been talking through that and trying to figure out what that looks like. And then, I don't know, I think there's a time where you're, like, building your business where you have to, like, really focus in on that business and make it work and make it, you know, pay the bills. And it's like its own little baby. You have to make it work. And so I think after Travis left, we kind of felt like, okay, it is kind of working. It's definitely not there, and we have a long ways to go, but it kind of gave us both freedoms. Like, what do you want to focus on, and what might you be, like,
like, the machine's going. That, yeah. It's, like, self-maintaining in some ways.
In a little ways, yeah. Okay. I mean, we can't just be like, okay, we've made
we
it.
We retired.
Like, it's there.
We retired.
We're a long way from that. But I think, for me, I really miss, because I was a studio art major, and I just love, like, tangible, hands-on things. I've been missing that for a while, because everything we do is on the computer, editing, or whatever, right. You know? And so, anyways, I just wanted a little avenue, I think, to do that. So it's been fun. It's
yeah.
been really fun.
You have some beautiful,
I have a lot of work to do,
things
add, but thank you.
We've done a lot. Thanks. And I'm excited that it launched before
me too.
We did the podcast.
I know.
So we can kind of, we'll talk about that later. There might be some giveaways, so stay
yes.
tuned. By might, I mean there will. You have to listen to it all. I'm not gonna just give you free things. And then there's gonna be a task. You also, you have to listen and then do a task. And you might win.
You might.
Okay.
So appealing.
Looking at business, but even just talking to, like, women in general,
mm-hmm.
I think that you even talking about Justin getting fired, and it kind of pushed you into everything.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we make a lot of plans for ourselves, and we make rational plans of what yeah. our life's going to look like in 5 years, what our marriage is going to look like, and I think a lot of people, like, say, well, when I get this, then I'll do that. When
right.
when I find the man I'm going to marry,
yeah.
then I can start the business, or once I, you know, get the degree I want, then I can do X or whatever. Or, like,
mm-hmm.
when we can afford it, we're gonna buy that building or
right.
whatever. So I think people
yeah.
try to make all these plans for their life, and then they realize, like, 5 years later, 10 years down the road, like, my life looks so different than
yeah.
like my high school 18-year-old self planned.
So true.
So, like, what do you feel like you've learned, or, like, 18-year-old high school Kendra looking at, like, a 10-year later Kendra?
Yeah.
How is your life the same or different? And how is that good and bad? And do you feel like you've kind of, I don't know, like, I guess advice of, we have a lot of young entrepreneurs, I think,
yeah.
watching
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
That was kind of an open-ended question. So take
that,
with that what you will.
Which way do I want to go with this? No, that's such a good question. And I might get emotional talking about it, because it's, like, very
too.
Deep. See, I'm already getting emotional. It's very different than what I thought. I'm one of 6 kids, and my mom is one of 12 kids. And what's the movie that's like, we're from a family of, like, breeding, whatever. Like,
right. Cheaper right. by the dozen?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I don't know. But I, anyways, like, all I ever wanted was to be a mom. And Justin and I have been married for almost 9 years, and being, like, a businesswoman is not something that I had on my list of things to do. And it's just crazy how God works, because I've learned so much through it, but sometimes I wonder if people look at what we do and it's like, oh wow, like, she's this businesswoman and what they have, it's so great, you know, I wish I had that, and I'm so grateful for it. God has blessed us beyond anything I could ever count or measure. I have a husband who adores me, and I love him, and our business is, like, it used both our gifts. It's just something that I never even could have imagined was, like, a job, you know? And I love it, and we've done so many fun things through that. But let me just tell you, it's really hard every day. Just when I think I'm, like, gonna be okay with it, this happens, and I cry. But I'm so grateful because just the past, 6 months, God has really shown me what joy is, and just how to rest in Him and His timing and His plan. And it's so hard to not have control of something that you want so badly.
Can I ask, the details of it? Do you know anything medically or anything that you found out?
I mean, we know a few things. I had a laparoscopic surgery because they found a couple things in my uterus that they didn't want there. And so I had surgery for that. But the doctor said it's really nothing that, probably was preventing anything. So it's really just, we don't really know. It's just not happening. And, anyway, so it's one of those things where, I feel like most women, not all, but most women, that's just something that you think will happen in your life. And I'm not old. I realize some people don't even start trying to have kids till they're, 30 or whatever. Right. And I'm only 31. But I think just the duration of it has just been a roller coaster. And I want to share this because I know that there are so many, I'm not the only one. There are so many women going through this, and whatever, whatever it is, it might be infertility. It might be you're single and you just, all your friends have boyfriends, or you're the only one out of your group that's not married, or, all your friends are creative and you're not, whatever it is. Those times when God brings you through the deepest, darkest trenches where you do not see a way out, that is when He is showing Himself most alive to you. I just want to tell you that I'm still in this, and I have seen the joy that He can give through sadness. So there it is. Yeah. Sorry about all the crying.
No, oh my goodness.
So you're saying even in the thick of it, even in the trenches, there's been little rays of sunshine that have reminded you that there still is joy to be had. And
And I think that I'm sure it's the same for everyone. The first year you're trying, you're like, oh, well, it'll happen. And you kind of have this constant just excitement and waiting and hopefulness, and then the next year it's okay, it'll still happen, and the next year you're like, oh, it's been 3 years, that's kind of long, and then you start doing some research, what does this mean, and then, and you just go through this whole up and down of emotions, and, there's been times where I'm super angry, I'm bitter, I'm sad, I'm hopeful, I'm, it's just up and down, and it's hard, but
it's been, you said 9 years?
Yeah.
You've been married?
Yeah. And we haven't been trying all 9 years, I think ever since I got married, I was just like, well, now I'm going to have a baby because that's what happens. And that's what I want.
Asks, when are you guys going to have kids or whatever?
Everyone asks. Yeah. And that's okay. I used to ask people that all the time too. And it's, you just don't know until you've gone through it, you know?
Right. Yeah.
To ask and what not to ask and whatever.
Right. I've known you for a long time, and I think we got married around the same time. And then we both were working together, couples, and we both didn't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
But just not knowing the ins and outs, there were a few times even knowing that that's a struggle for you guys now, where I think mm-hmm. back, I don't know, what tips would you have for people who maybe aren't
mm-hmm.
even struggling with it to working with people in.
Well,
I emailed you or texted you and asked you to shoot a baby shower. And I remember you being oh, I'm not shooting baby showers right now anymore, but thank you. And then, it didn't even dawn on me. And then, later, you mentioned it. And I was oh, my gosh. How torturous to, shoot a baby. I mean, I don't know if that bothers you or not, or if it was, if that was the reason you didn't. But I just thought, how can I be sensitive to that in a way that, I'm really good at saying the wrong thing.
I think that's a really good call not to shoot baby showers.
Right.
Honestly, that was probably Justin telling me, you don't need to be doing baby showers anymore.
Right, right.
He's been, like, so awesome through all of it. And I don't know, like, I don't want to sound like, well, everyone who's not going through this, you need to just, like, be more sensitive and be whatever, you know? Because
we want to know, though, that's from really somebody sweet. On the, who, because people go through miscarriages and people go through infertility.
Yeah.
And then the people who, and it's not even like they're saying things that are insensitive, but they don't even know what would be sensitive.
Yeah.
Because you, until you go through
it. Yeah, you don't know.
You don't. And I think a lot of times people don't know what to say. So then they act like it doesn't exist, right. Which is also not good.
Yeah.
Like someone with, who like miscarried or whatever, they don't want to talk about it, but then almost not talking about it's like acting just like it's not real, which is also not true to the person going through it.
Right? Yeah. Well, that is something that I've learned, too, and I'm so thankful for, is knowing how to, knowing what to say to people who are hurting. Like, I'm so, it's like a gift from the Lord, I feel like, through this, because that's huge. Like, and I think before I went through this, I didn't know either. I'm like, so how long have you been married? Are you pregnant? Like, you know, that's just, there's like these string of questions that you ask.
Yeah, you ask the same six questions.
And that's really okay, because but if you want to know,
we want to know.
I would not ask when are you going to have a baby, because you have no idea what they've been going through.
Which, I don't know. How do you even respond if someone does ask you that now? Because you could just really make it really miserable.
Really,
well, it's kind of funny. At first, you know, I would just like be like, "Oh no, we're just fine how we are." What, you know, kind of covered up,
like,
and
fake
then
it, yeah.
And then it would start getting kind of under our skin a little bit, because it's just like, how many times
we're
do we
working
have to,
on it?
Like,
we're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it. And then I'd be like, it's just in God's timing, you know, like kind of slowly gets closer to like, well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, okay, Justin started doing this.
Like, Justin's much more direct.
I still remember the first time, I love you, Justin, when he was, we were talking to someone, they asked, and he was like, we've actually been trying for 7 years.
Oh, gosh. And they feel horrible.
So maybe that's not the best.
That was the last time that person spoke.
Seriously. But in all reality, like,
right.
We have started being more open about it, just because, not to be like, in your face, but, you know, like, hey, this is what we're going through. This is the reality of it.
Right.
And just to kind of let them be aware that maybe other people are going through that, too.
And they are. Like, they 100% are.
Yeah. So...
Okay, so I think the listeners know, but I had two miscarriages in between kids, but I always found that was kind of interesting too, because if somebody like has cancer, usually it's like, everybody, this person has cancer, let's rally around them. But for whatever reason, as a society, we made up some rule that like, well, if you get pregnant, keep it a secret. Because you don't know if it's going to work out. Well, then if you're the secret-keeping person, you're just, like, mourning this thing alone, the secret that no one knew even happened.
Mm-hmm.
So my second time, the second I got pregnant, I just told people, because I was like, this way I'm not alone if it if it doesn't work out. And for me, that was actually a lot more healing, because then you get a lot of strange responses. Like, when I hadn't told people, then I would like send a follow-up text like, hey, just so you know, I just had a miscarriage, and they'd be like, I didn't even know you were pregnant.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm
it's
sorry.
It's still hard. It's like, still really horrible.
Like, you almost feel like you're apologizing, like,
I'm sorry I let you in and you're having to like think about this for 5 seconds because I'm having to live it.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you. And they're like, I'm just confused, because it's just, I always assumed you would tell me when you were pregnant. Okay, well, hang on, I feel like you're making this about our friendship.
Let's go back to square one and just start over.
It's silly and it's things, but I just think people in general, you have to have a lot of grace with people, because they just don't know what to say.
Yeah,
and it all comes out in weird ways, and I feel like almost everybody sort of says, it'll happen, or you know,
Once you stop stressing about it,
just kind of like, I feel like I overanalyzed everything everybody said to me at first and thought like, well, this one was kind of weird, and the way that he said that was kind of weird, and like, that was kind of strange, and that didn't make me feel any better. And then finally I had to go, people don't know what
people
to say.
Don't.
And I don't know what to say usually, and maybe it's all fine. So I feel like the only people that I was like, yes, thank you, were the people who were just like, this sucks. And I do not know what to say to you right now, because this sucks so bad. And I'm like, thanks. This does suck.
Yeah.
I don't know. So the no, people who just exactly try to solve right. it.
Yeah. Or like, make you feel like even saying that to you, and I'm like the first one that's like, I don't know ever what to say or don't know when it's like, if somebody necessarily wants to talk about it or I don't want to like trigger something and like right. ruin their day.
Yeah.
Like I know even like
right.
something like putting a pet to sleep and then someone brings it. And I'm like, yeah. if anyone talks about it, then I'm going to cry.
Right.
Because like, I know
right.
you have days that are worse than others.
Yeah. Right. I will say, what you're saying, like, should I say something or will that make him cry? And okay, yeah, I just cried and I'll cry again, like, right. you know. But one thing I've learned, and my sister-in-law actually, her mom passed away when she was in high school, and I've learned so much from her through just how she handles like pain in other people with other people. Because she just goes straight in. I mean,
right.
and I admire that so much, but she does that because she knows, you know, like, what she wanted, and now I feel like I'm
so
seeing...
So wait, explain that. You mean, like, she goes straight for the subject?
Yeah, yeah, she just says, like, how did that miscarriage make you feel?
Right.
And, like, how do you feel now? And, I mean, she just asks
right.
And it's not just one time. Like, the next time she sees me, she's like, how are you doing with it? Like, how are you feeling now?
Right.
You know, because it's not, like, one time and it goes away.
Right, and then someone's like, oh, good, I brought it up once. I don't have to do that ever again.
Yeah,
right. I do remember the day I came back to work after the miscarriage and everybody knew about it, and I was kind of, like, really stressed about it. My boss, my direct supervisor, sent me a text, and she goes, just so you know, I plan on treating you the way I want to be treated, which means I'm going to ignore the subject altogether, so just text me if that's not the right way to go, otherwise I'm going to just treat you as business as usual.
Oh,
and I was like, I just laughed because I was like, that's so funny, because like, she's just telling you, like, here's how it's gonna go.
I'm gonna pretend it never happened. If you want me to pretend like I care more, let me
but
know.
But she knew that if she had to go back to work and someone was
that's
saying,
what
how
she wanted.
Are you, then she would break, and it was kind of funny and helpful, because
yeah.
then we talked the rest of the day,
yeah.
but not about it. And I was like, that's so funny, because everyone's trying to figure out how to play it, but no one just directly says, here's how I plan on playing it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
here's the game plan.
This is what I will be doing.
And I think that's hard, too, because a miscarriage is like a singular event. And
right.
even though it lasts, the
yeah.
process and the emotions
pain,
and the pain
yeah.
last a lot longer, I think that it's almost like you're not... I think in society, people think you're not allowed to be as sad about
mm-hmm.
infertility, quote unquote, because you're not physically losing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it's the opposite.
A baby? Well, but right, and it's longer.
Oh, it's
like
yeah.
longer, and it's every day, but I'm saying maybe people don't, like, people view it as like, no one's like, Kendra, just so you know, this is how I'm going to treat this thing. They
for
don't even
9 years,
address it.
Right,
like, it's a
yeah,
thing.
Exactly. That's true. That's
true.
Yeah.
I don't know. That would just be,
whew. Yeah.
Well, I will say, like, I think I said it already, but I don't want to act like, oh, I'm just going through this alone and no one knows how to help
right,
me.
Right.
Like, I've had the biggest support in people who are, I mean, days when I need it the most, like, they'll just randomly text, I'm praying for you, like, you're on my mind, you know, and it has been for the duration, you know, for all these years,
mm-hmm.
and that's just shown me so much, and honestly, it's pointed, like, shown me in myself how... I'm not always the best at it either. Like, I need to be more aware, and I need to kind of crawl out of my own, like, sadness sometimes and be, you know, be there for other people, too, and be intentional in that way, so.
Well, if you guys can't tell, Kendra's
an
a little
angel
baby.
Oh, my gosh, no, I'm not.
No, but you are. You're,
you
like,
are
just
an angel person.
Being around you, like, you're one of the most joyful, encouraging, asking about.
I want to go do something good in the world right now.
You know, I feel like I want to buy Kendra's snail mail cards and mail them to her.
Yes,
encouraging.
Would that be weird for you to get your own
encouraging things. Absolutely. When you least expect it.
Oh.
With a customized stamp. But no, you are really intentional about asking how, and it almost makes, not me uncomfortable, you don't make me uncomfortable, but when I have friends that intentionally are like, how are you doing? I'm just like, I'm fine, I'm good, we're
right.
good. But it's like, I don't know, and I almost think it's because not many people do, or it's maybe partially because not many people ask, and then partially maybe because it takes vulnerability, but also like effort to open up and
right.
be honest. You have to really internally think about it yourself.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times, like, I can just fill my life up and not really think about how I'm doing. So therefore,
mm-hmm.
I don't even have like a good answer. But I think just being intentional
in all of your friendships and being supportive of, like you said, whether it's like all my friends are married and I'm single, because I know that's a real thing for a lot of people.
So hard, yeah.
Or it's the person who everyone has their dream job and I'm stuck in this thing, or honestly, the stay-at-home mom with six kids that are like, all those ladies are living their lives.
I can't get out.
Those boss ladies, and like, I want to do something creative and I'm stuck here. And like, I don't know, it's real. And everyone has their own, not necessarily, different variances of
levels. But I don't want, I know this is not even the right thing to say, but I've just heard of so many stories though that then have these triumphant endings.
I just
am so hopeful for you.
Thanks,
I just want to write this ending myself, even though I know it's not my job, but
Have you ever thought about or prayed about or felt open to like adoption or what that looks like, or is that something you just feel like it's not for you
or not yet or whatever?
Or not yet, maybe that's something, I don't know, like Jonathan and I, even before we started having kids, that's just always something we kind of like talked about, like maybe either or, maybe both and, but it's not totally not for everyone, and no pressure on that. I just was curious.
No, I'll answer.
We will record your answer.
It's kind of complex, I guess, but obviously like me wanting to be a mom means, like, I want to be a mom however that happens, you know? And I think for the for a woman, it's much stronger than it is for a man. And Justin wants to be a dad. He's excited about that. Like, he wants that, I think, almost as much as I do, probably, like, in any marriage. But adoption is not something that he's felt, like, led to do. And if I'm being 100% honest, I've never felt like the calling to adopt, but would I? Yes. But obviously, like, our marriage is most important and you have to be on the same page.
Right,
and so there were moments where that was incredibly difficult for me, and I really I struggled with it. I was angry at Justin. That probably was like a year in there where it was just, I mean, like we were fine, but it was just like that tension of like, well, you're causing me to not have this thing, you know, I could have it. But then I think the Lord showed me that you're like just pointing kind of your anger at him, and that's not what I have for you right now. Like, and Justin's open, he's open to it if that's what God lays on his heart. And
well,
I,
and there's no biological clock with adoption, which is that you guys can be like 50 years old and decide.
We can. I'm not looking forward to that, but we can.
No, but I just mean
that's an option.
Mean like there's no pressure on that, but I feel like that's a really real answer because
and I think that I'm okay with saying that because I think that's probably in a lot of situations. Like you're not both just gonna be like, well, I feel called to adopt, you know? I mean, that's a really big decision.
It's big.
And we're just waiting for us to be aligned,
you
know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's kind of where we're at. Yeah.
You're amazing.
No,
I love you.
No, you
are. I'm a mess most of
the time. Just the fact, though, that you're sharing it is so brave.
Well, I just, you know, okay, I'll share the story. One time, it was probably like 3.5 years in, I was sitting in our living room and Justin had left and, for the night, and I was alone, and I was like having a really intense emotional like battle with this issue, and I like pulled up the laptop and I was like typing like what to do, as I'm like bawling on the couch, like what to do when I can't get pregnant and I'm really sad about it and I don't know who to talk to. And I wrote like this paragraph on the computer, which is so silly. There are moments when you just like
you want a stranger on the internet to tell you what to do.
You need Google.
right.
But you just, I was like looking for a book or just like anything that would tell me like I'm not alone in my crazy thoughts in my head, you know. And I actually ended up finding a book. I don't know the name of it, but we read, Justin and I read through like half of it, and it was good. I realized like, okay, other people have these same emotions. But there just wasn't, like, a hope at the end of it, kind of. It was just kind of like, and this is how I feel, and it's really sad, and it's okay if you're sad, too, you know? And that was good in the moment, but then we just kind of stopped because it was like, okay, that's enough sadness, you know? Like, anyways, but because of, I keep thinking back to that moment because I was like, if I was that desperate, there's probably, like, thousands of other women that felt the same way, and that's why I want to share it, like, while I'm going through it.
Right. It's not like, here. And now like, we have here. Three beautiful kids. Or like, there's not, yeah. usually people share it when it's like, and then
yeah.
there's the finality.
Which right? I hope all those people do have three beautiful kids, you know? Yeah. But yeah, it is, it's just hard. And so here I am sharing it.
Oh, gosh.
But that's so many people, you're right, will look at you and Justin and be like, they're like everything in the world.
Yeah.
And so thank you for being so
isn't it crazy, though, how like, no matter what stage you are, there's just always a greener patch, you know? Like, it really, oh, yeah. there really is. Like you're saying, I've talked to friends who have 3, 4, 5 kids at home, and like, I'm like, I'm just dying to be there. And they're like, you have all the freedom in the world.
I'm
sorry,
is that a Starbucks in your hand? Did you just drive to a Starbucks on your way here? Like, yeah. in the car by yourself with like silence?
Anyways.
Yeah, but
we're
that's
all
so
going through everything
well,
together.
Well, you're doing a lot more. I feel like you're going through a lot more than most,
we
but
are
it's
all
nice
going
to group
it,
us all together.
Guys.
You win tonight at that.
I will say I had this weird little, I should have had this revelation far sooner, but I had this revelation the other day where mm-hmm. I thought, if you aren't content, and by you I mean me.
Yeah.
If you aren't content when you're single, if you can't learn how to cultivate mm-hmm. that contentment while you're single, you're probably never going to be content while mm-hmm. you're married. The marriage isn't what
yeah.
brings that contentment.
Oh, yeah. That's so
and
good.
If you're feeling no. that discontent while you're married, going, mm-hmm. as soon as I be a mom, then I'll feel content.
Right.
If you can't be content while you're just married with no kids, mm-hmm. chances are once you add a baby to it, you're still going to have that
yeah.
little patch, that little mm-hmm. thing, and a little hole in your soul that's going, what is
still
it?
Still not
what is
happy.
It? Yeah. What's the deal?
When I make this much money,
right? Is it
I'll
the
be...
job? Is it the fact? Mm-hmm. That, is it fact that I'm just a mom now? It's just, it's
yeah.
so interesting. So I think the biggest discipline that we're all hoping for is to try to find that contentment, no matter
mm-hmm.
exactly where you are, and not to postpone it. And
yeah.
not to say, when, then I'll be happy. It's how do we figure out how to be here now.
Joyful where
yeah.
we are.
Yeah.
Speaking of feelings and emotions, we've
yes.
had a lot of feelings and emotions
we've had a
on
lot.
The podcast. It moves us into our segment beautifully. Our segment today is Emotional Plants. We stole a trademarked name that may or may not also be Kendra's sticker. where do you buy stickers? We keep talking about your stickers. iTunes?
Yeah, you go to the App Store.
Okay.
And you type in
Emotional Plants.
Or Kendra Skinner,
okay.
I believe.
Okay,
they'll
Kendra
come up
Skinner.
Under my name.
We'll tag the Emotional Plants. Okay, so for this segment, we're going to give you the name of a plant, and you tell us
what emotion
the emotion.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And it's going to be great. So okay. we're going to do...
Fortunately, I know
three or
at
four.
Least three
at least three plants. We'll want it.
Okay.
You can go first.
Aloe.
Oh, Aloe is so happy because it's healing all of your wounds.
Oh, he spun that so good. Okay. Fern. They're coming back. I don't know what kind of fern you pick in your brain.
Fern is super happy. I already said happy.
Okay.
A fern.
All of our emotional plants are happy.
A fern is frightened. Because
frightened. The hair is standing on
if
end.
If he doesn't get enough water, he dies. Like, I kill all my ferns.
Right. Ferns
the fern
are
of
very
you,
finicky.
Of your ownership, particularly.
A fern is frightened. Okay. Yeah.
Cactus.
A cactus is really corny. And he's nerdy. And he just has, like, that little gritty teeth thing.
Cactus.
Does he have nerdy?
I actually have that one.
Okay. He says, like, hey, guys.
He's like, nerdy.
Okay. Let's see.
These are so cute.
Mine's, they're so cute.
Oh,
okay.
I love them.
Fiddly fig.
A fiddly fig is fancy, and she's got like eyelashes. And she's really beautiful, and she only
is.
Grows in the perfect conditions.
She's super
which
high
is Kendra's
she's super
studio.
High
Kendra, for everyone we've talked about, fiddly figs are so expensive. Kendra got a little one at IKEA and like
it's
made
true.
Plant babies off of it,
oh,
and
really?
It's like thriving.
Yes,
you need to sell them. We
Jay
will buy them.
Jay taught
for
me
you.
How to make plant babies. And they're Jeanette. Growing.
Plant
and I
babies.
Kill everything.
They're beautiful.
Oh,
you did
growing.
Great. I would say you nailed.
Thank
you.
You
nailed it.
You snailed
thanks,
it.
Guys.
You snail-mailed
snailed it.
Okay, so for the giveaway.
Yeah.
We have beautiful pictures that you've provided us with for two different giveaways to everybody. So what we're going to do is, during the week, we're going to post them at separate times. And on the picture, if you follow Lilac Papery,
and you follow, we'll tag them both. And then make sure you're following us, which if you're seeing it, then you probably are. Right. And then tag two friends just in the comment. So you don't have to post anything on your own wall. Just follow both of us, tag two friends, and then we will do like a random drawing of all the people who've entered.
Yay! If people don't win, they can still use a coupon code.
Oh, okay.
At the checkout.
We didn't know we were
and
getting
it will
one.
Be podcast15 for 15% off.
Ooh!
Your entire awesome. Purchase.
Yay! That's awesome. Yay! Okay, I'm writing that down. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, guys.
You just changed my life.
Whatever.
You're wonderful.
You guys are awesome.
I'm
so
gonna go
inspiring.
Do something good in the world.
Okay, can I just point out, too, they're prints and they're not that expensive, so get over yourself, take the 15% off, and order some things.
Why are you so mad at these customers?
They're beautiful.
Thank you for listening to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. You can find us on Facebook or on Instagram at Shaylee and Katie. And if you want to be our best friend, you can leave us a review on iTunes. Those are greatly appreciated. Seriously.
Are you being serious?